This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. If you enjoyed any kind of meat dish this holiday weekend, thank the workers in meat processing plants, many of whom have struggled through waves of outbreaks throughout the pandemic. Those outbreaks have shut down major factories or slowed production in many places, affecting food supply lines across the country. That means more ranchers are turning to local butchers for processing, but that's pushed wild game butchering to the side, frustrating hunters. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
The building is old, but the processing room is clean and neat. A few animal carcasses hang near the wall. A worker in a white coat, hairnet, and face mask starts a machine that vacuum seals a steak into plastic packaging. I'm at Northwest Premium Meats, a USDA-certified meat processing plant in southern Idaho. Elliot Tolbert is the manager.
You've got them running packaging and labeling down there. All of our guys will cut on the table here. Big grinder and mixer here.
Up in his office, he says the relatively small company saw a massive influx of business during the pandemic. People buying meat and needing animals to be processed.
Like 120% increase or better, you know, 200%.
Tolbert says it accelerated a trend of people seeking out local meat shops. But it's hard to grow when there are labor shortages. Tolbert's shop did expand from around 10 people before the pandemic to 18, but even that wasn't enough for him to keep processing wild game like deer or elk, which they did after hours in the past. It's also usually not as profitable as livestock.
When it came down to it, it was just nobody wanted to do it. We didn't have the manning. Everybody was already running ragged. So we 86'd it.
But hunters kept calling, looking for anyone to process their animals.
I know guys that are doing it on the weekends, and a couple of them have told me stories of, yeah, you know, they brought it over to my house, or I went over to their house to help them cut it up, and it was bad.
The meat spoiled. Get Your Meat LLC in nearby Boise only processes wild game. Andy Donsero is the owner. Even he wasn't able to keep up with demand.
In October, we were averaging 110 phone calls daily. We just stopped answering the phone, unfortunately. We didn't know what to do.
This isn't just an Idaho problem. Christopher Young directs the American Association of Meat Processors. He says they've had members all around the country setting aside wild game processing because the livestock business is booming.
You know, we've even had guys that do wild game that have upped their prices to kind of try to price themselves out of it to slow it down, and it hasn't slowed it down.
But that puts hunters in a tough spot, especially if they don't have the space, time, or know-how to process game themselves. Even if you got the first deer or elk of the season, you might have had a long wait for processing. Jason O'Neill in Helena, Montana, got a mule deer buck on October 23rd, opening day for hunting in that area.
Bye. About 9:30 opening morning, I already had it gutted and ready to start the trudge out to pack it out of the forest.
He brought it to a local butcher that night, and it still took more than 2.5 weeks to get processed. They cited staffing shortages. Someone I know, Sven Berg, got a white-tailed doe in North Idaho last season and couldn't find a single place to process it locally. He ultimately had to drop it off and later pick it back up in Spokane, Washington, about 40 minutes from where he was staying with his dad. And the cost was high, too.
When we got the deer back, it was like a week and a half later. And I mean, it was like close to $300. And we were just like, what are we doing?
That's more than three times what he'd paid just a few years ago. If it happens again this season or in the future, Berg says,
we're just going to say, you know what? Let's just bite the bullet. Let's lay a bunch of tarps out.
Berg and his dad will sharpen their own knives and butcher the animals themselves. In Boise, Idaho, I'm Madeline Beck for Marketplace.